Mix 101.7 and talking OABCIG now in our Saturday morning huddle with Falcons coach Larry Allen. And OABCIG gets their first win last night. Coach, you've come close a couple times this year, just didn't happen for you, but finally get in that win column. How nice it is, 39-17 over Missouri Valley and on homecoming, no less. Congrats.
Thanks a lot. It was a great night for us. You know, we executed everything just almost perfectly all night, and in front of homecoming made it a little bit more special.
Yeah, you played really, really well, were your words to me before we started recording. So did you jump on them right from the get-go?
We sure did. We held them on their first possession. They punted. We took over on our own six. Went on a 94-yard drive. Ended up scoring with about 2 minutes left in the first quarter, and then also scored on the last play or with 1 second left of the first quarter. First one, both of them were Caden Ladwig to Dylan Winchell passes, 7 and 9 yards, and the 2 points failed on both of them. So 12-0 at the end of the first quarter. You know, feeling pretty good about things. Started off the second quarter. Quentin Cranston stepped in front of a pass they threw out into the flats on their first possession of the second quarter and went 25 yards for a touchdown. Adam Grody kicked the PAT. So we're up 19-0, and the stuff that has been happening to us all year, those quick points, finally turned tables on them. Missouri Valley marched down, scored on an 8-yard pass with a PAT, and then with 4:33, they hit a 40-yard run, so it got back within 19-14, and our kids showed a lot of resolve. We marched the ball down, ended up scoring Caden Ladwig to Quentin Cranston, this time for a 10-yard pass with Grody's kick, with 1:34 left in the second to give us a 26-14 cushion, and then Missouri Valley marched down and got a field goal as time expired, 26-17 and a half. You know, you're feeling pretty good about yourselves, but you're only 9 up, and they came back last week, I think, and scored twice in the last 4 minutes of the game to beat IK and Manning. So we knew that they weren't going to quit. We sent the tone early in the third quarter. Like the first play, Chase Devitt broke loose on a 77-yard run on our first play of the second half. Adam Grody kicked the PAT. And then at 9:40 of the fourth quarter, Chase hit scored on a 10-yard run. Kick failed there to make it the final 39-17. Just a great all-around game. Coach Cheesick had the defense perfect last night. We gave up a few yards here and there on the ground, but very few big plays. We didn't give up the big long touchdown passes or the big runs other than the one like we had done in previous games. So it was just a great team effort last night.
Caden with, I think you said, 3 touchdown passes. Not that he's lacking for confidence, but nice to get your sophomore quarterback with something to feel good about in a game like this.
Absolutely. He was 10 of 13 for 132 yards and those 3 touchdowns. The week before, we threw it 25 times, and I think he got hit 20 of them. So he was pretty sore last week. This week, I'm not sure we even have to wash his uniform. We kept him really clean last night, and that just makes things so much better for everybody. We could run the ball, which allowed us to be able to throw the ball. And those things go hand in hand. And so for whatever reason last night, things went our way.
What about the rushing yards, Chase, and so on down the line?
Chase had 26 carries last night, 165 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He'd run as well as he has all year. He made some nice moves, but also he broke a lot of those first tackles, and that was huge that he might get hit for a 2-yard gain, but he turned that into a 4 or 5-yard gain. So now you're 2nd and 5, and that's a lot easier to manage play calling and things like that to just get those 2nd and 5 yards for a first down. So he did a great job last night. The offensive line really executed last night. Missouri Valley is pretty big up front, pretty aggressive linebackers, and for the most part, we did a great job of neutralizing them.
OABCIG gets their first win next week, Larry, at AHSTW. An always solid team and no different this year. Undefeated they'll be as you go into that game, but you'll give it a good go.
Absolutely, you know, and be the first time, of course, that we have to play after a win. So how we handle that success will be big for us, you know. Hopefully the kids won't just rest on the laurels of having one good game, you know, and playing well in one time and having that upset. I'm sure we opened some eyes last night to AHSTW thinking, well, you know, we must be at least decent to be able to beat Missouri Valley. So And it helped last night with Missouri Valley playing IKM the week before and having the big upset, and then they played Logan Magnolia next week. So we caught them at the right time, and but that not taking anything away from our kids. We really dominated them up front, and that was just great to see. I was very proud of the kids.
Happy homecoming for OABCIG. Falcons win over Missouri Valley 39-17. Coach Larry Allen, congrats again, Coach. Thank you for the time. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, thanks a lot.